The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, and he is a senior advisor, I say the senior advisor at healthcare.com, but that may not be true. Anyway, he is also our very own, I think he's been around for a while, so we need to treat him with respect. Hi, Frank, how are you?
I'm fine, and I've been doing this for at least 10 years. I think it's longer to be your healthcare detective, and it's highlight of my week, most weeks, I have to tell you. So, look, I've got a very familiar story for this week, and it's got a nice little headline because, like so many other families, we had a kick in the head COVID Christmas. I know a lot of families had a COVID Christmas. We're down in Brooklyn, close to our daughter's families and their three wonderful grandchildren, our grandchildren. And to minimize our risk of getting COVID while we're all getting together, especially from the running wild Omicron variant, we decided to combine Christmas Eve and Christmas Day into one gathering. Just get together once, all nine of us. Now, Carol usually makes the traditional Italian feast of fishes. I know, Jill, you're familiar with this. This is for Christmas Eve. You get a seafood salad that's wonderful, followed by spaghetti with clams, three versions of bacalao, that's salted cod. It's fried, it's mashed, it's put in a salad, followed by a huge salmon stuffed with artichokes, and then her fabulous desserts, a farro cake and a walnut tart. Of course, I have an appropriate wine for each course, followed by my homemade blood orange grappa. A good time is had by all.
And it's a really short meal. You're in and out in 5 minutes flat. Not.
It's a fabulous once in a year feast. So Carol ordered the party glasses and the party plates and the chairs, and she got the fish and she started to cook.
How all many? I'm sorry, but how many are you now?
Nine.
Okay.
So we all agreed to get tested for COVID by Christmas Eve. Now, the kids went during the week. They got a combination of home kits and more accurate PCR lab tests, and they were fine. Results were all negative. And I was sure Karen and I would be fine. On Christmas Eve morning, I took out one of the four home kits I had bought a couple of weeks earlier at CVS, and son of a gun, I tested positive. I mean, I could not believe it. Carol and I had our third booster shot. We've been very careful, as everyone on the Rubber Radio knows. We wear our masks everywhere. We stay 10 feet away from people. Couldn't be more careful. Plus, neither of us had cold or flu-like symptoms. So, look, I tried again. I took a second test out of the kit. There are two in a kit. And again, I was positive. And then Carol tested from a second kit, a separate kit, and she was positive. Now, since we used two different kits, I thought the odds of faulty kits were very low. There were two different kits, for goodness sake. So we were positive. So we had to call our kids. And we had to say, in essence, bye-bye Christmas. We'll see you in open presence in January. I know this has happened to a lot of families. Next thing we did is call our family doctor. That's John Rodman, who's got a place up here in Kent. He was concerned. We're over 70. And I have a blood cancer. It's in complete remission. And I'm not taking any immunosuppressants. But still, I may be quite vulnerable. Problem was, there was nothing our doctor could do for us except monitor us daily by phone, which he did. So with no symptoms, he said, look, just lay low. I see no point in you getting a PCR test or rushing to the ER. Let's see if anything develops, serious symptoms, and then we suppress something like that. We'll get you to the ER. Here's the good news. We call it good news. Carol and I remain asymptomatic on day 8 since testing positive. Now, according to the CDC, we're most likely not going to get sick 8 days out. Also, the CDC says people are most infectious over a 5-day period, but that starts 2 days before symptoms and then 3 days while you have symptoms. Well, we had no symptoms. So Carol and I are not shedding virus and we're not endangering others. Okay, Jill. So up to this point, Do you have any questions about our Christmas on Ice?
No, but I'm going to once again put in a plug for the Julian calendar, because I think you're only December 18th, so you've got a shot.
We got a shot. All right, so what can we learn from our little case, which I said is common among many families? First of all, you can't be too careful. The Omicron virus in particular is everywhere, with COVID causing a 500,000 new cases a day in this country, a 500,000, and one person is dying every minute of every day. So Carolyn and I will never know where we got infected. I had some physical therapy for my busted ankle. That was on Monday before Christmas Eve. That was at a hospital for special surgery. I've got a wonderful therapist there, Anna. We were both masked. Plus, when I realized I was positive, I called her. She tested. She tested negative on Christmas Eve. I had workmen in the house during the week. They tested negative, too. We took cabs instead to avoid subways and buses. But the cabs were partitioned and we had the windows open. I don't think it was that. That leaves last-minute shopping. Carol says she was in one store with six other people. Everyone was masked. But she was in there for about 15 minutes. Now, was that it? The store owner says he's okay. So I said, we will never know.
Okay.
But that gets us to, yeah, go ahead.
There's just one thing. One thing came out today, and as funny as it is, I'm going to mention it because it was just in the Express or the Independent. And they have just come up with some polar researchers in Antarctica have tested positive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that you are onto something. You'll never know at this point. If it's in Antarctica,
right.
Then you might as well just, like, your neighborhood.
It's in your fridge.
Right, exactly. So,
look, the second point is get your third booster, because you never know when you're going to get hit by this. Now, if you have a choice, take Moderna. That increases your immunity by about 40-fold. We had the Pfizer third shot. Obviously, it was effective. It's very effective. So if you have a choice, take Moderna, but Pfizer's fine. Scientists say everyone is going to be exposed to the coronavirus and its endless variants. That's everyone. That's including you, the guys in Antarctica. It's everyone. Get everyone in your family, 12 years and up, all three shots as soon as possible. And by all means, when there's a fourth vaccine targeted for Omicron, you expect that in April, get that one too. Because sooner or later, you'll need your strongest immune system possible. Get jabbed over and over again, or get COVID over and over again. Yes, you can get COVID over and over again. If you're still unvaxxed, there's really nothing I can say to convince you. I know that. I can only pray that you don't join the 75% of unvaccinated patients with severe COVID in hospitals, including some finally begging to be vaccinated when it's too late. Third, start wearing tight-fitting three-layer N95 masks, or better yet, five-layer KN95s. Now, 95s block out 95% of airborne particles. Surgical masks block out around 75%. Not bad, but not as good as an M5. And cloth masks, only about 25%. Let's face it, cloth masks are facial decorations. That's all it is. Makes you look pretty, but it's not keeping you very safe.
But let's,
I just ordered.
Let's just interject for 1 second here. People have been wearing cloth. I mean, again, people have been. I'm not pro this. For ages I've been saying, okay, well, somebody should just check the NIH because cloth masks don't work. Oh no. We're protect. Oh no. So for 18 months,
it was better than nothing until we've ramped up better. Better look, here's the advice. I mean, I got the N95s, right? I went online, I got four of them for $20. Then I got 20 KN95s that cost $35. They're readily available now. There's not the crush that there was last spring. They both arrived within 2 days. I'm still waiting for 95s that I tried to get online. But look, if you're waiting, double up your mask in stores. right? You can wear two surgicals, or you can put the surgical and then put your cloth on top. You'll look cute and you'll still be safe. Fourth, stock up on home testing kits. Now, this is if you possibly can. There's a tremendous shortage of those kits. I called my CVS a couple of weeks ago and I asked when the next shipment was coming in because I knew it flew right off the shelves. Then I went early that morning. I picked up four. It cost me $100. I also ordered some online, but I've been waiting weeks for them. They're not here yet. President Biden and I know Governor Lamont in Connecticut, others are trying to ramp up to distribute hundreds of millions of free kits. They're not here quite yet. So just follow the news in your area. And when it happens, when they're available for free, get them. There's a lot of controversy about how accurate the at-home antigen tests are in detecting antibodies for Omicron. They also don't tell you what variant you may have. So it could be Delta, or it could be the more transmissible but less severe Omicron. You're not going to know. But the tests are better than nothing. And you get results in 15 minutes at home, and then you can go from there. Right now, that may be a better option than waiting frustrating hours in line with short-tempered strangers, gun threats, and nonsense to get a PCR swab.
Also, speaking of those lines, which I find fascinating, and I believe that they actually do exist, and people are waiting and waiting. You know, you get to the front of one of those lines, and unless the person doing the test is changing their mask and their gloves and their shield and their outfit with each person, then you're just basically not protected.
Just think about it. You're in line, a long line with people who think they may have COVID, and you're there for hours, okay? And then the PCRs are 98% accurate. That's terrific for spotting the coronavirus, but you might have to wait 3 days in isolation to get the results. In those 3 days, you can get exposed. So at this point, at-home kits, if you can get your hands on them, I think are the best tool you can use at the moment. As I've said many times, this is point five. You need a family doctor that you can call at home on Christmas Eve. If you don't have one, find one. First quick question I ask any new doctor is, what's your home phone number? If he or she refuses, I just move on. Now, finally, this is point six, and sadly, plan for the worst. We're facing an Omicron tsunami in the next 2 or 3 weeks in the Northeast before the variant moves westward across the country. We're sick of COVID. Everybody's sick of COVID, but it isn't finished making us sick. So hunker down this new year. As I said, our family is hoping to gather for COVID Christmas in January, but all nine of us will have to test again. So who knows if that's going to be possible. Meanwhile, Carol and I have canceled our travel plans to Los Angeles or anywhere else. I mean, I get to the dog run. That's about all distance I get any day. But let me just add this hopeful note. Scientists think that Omicron may hit a peak by February and then plummet in the east nearly as fast as it rose. If they're right, spring in the Northeast may be especially welcome this year. So let's all hope for a joyous and safe family Easter.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Health Care Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.